Hello, hello, and welcome back, all of you, my cherished supporters. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. We are thrilled to have you all join us today, as always, and excited to delve into today's topic that uplifts our communities and nurture our spiritual growth. So all of your ongoing support and donations are invaluable, and I encourage you to continue to contribute to the mission of love and light with this podcast. So today's topic, guys, is greater works than these shall he do, which I think resonates deeply as we welcome back our beloved guest, Dr. Nina Ritchie. Dr. Ritchie has previously shared her powerful testimony regarding her experiences with a faction of Freemasonry in London. Her story is both compelling and crucial for understanding the challenges many of us face today. And if you haven't already, I urge you to listen to her prior episodes. Part one, why are we here? How did we get here? And 30 pieces of silver, followed by part two, a voice for the voiceless and the Good Samaritan. They have captivated our listeners and sparked important conversation amongst you all. So definitely, if you haven't listened to those, I urge you to check those out either prior or post listening to today's podcast. Dr. Ritchie, it's a true honor to have you back with us today. Many listeners have expressed their concern and curiosity about your well-being, especially after everything you've endured. Before we dive into your updates, I want to take a moment to share my own journey. Your support saved me from spiritual attacks and inspired me to reveal my story right here on this very podcast. So I want to thank you for that. Through prayer and fasting, we witnessed miracles unfold in our lives together. Now, without further ado, welcome Dr. Nina Ritchie.
Hello, viewers, and hello, Jules, and thank you. And thank you to Fundraising Cup 2 charity, an amazing charity that you're working together, for sharing such an inspirational message and wonderful work that you're doing. And as you're talking about, and your platform is meaningful, actually, a discussion uplifting many stories and uplifting many citizens, not only in Great Britain, but United States and all over the world. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure and honor, Ms. Ritchie. If possible, I want to engage with some questions that many of our listeners have on their minds. And I want to start with some advice you may have for some victims that are currently dealing with this. Many victims of these heinous acts, and what I mean by heinous acts are what we discussed before with what the Freemasonry are doing behind the veil, behind the scenes, if you will. And they remain, the victims remain silent out of fear. What words of encouragement do you have for those who are suffering in silence?
The words that I have for them is to come forward. They don't need to be scared. They are not above us. They are beneath us. And we serve Mighty Lord God. So when we are serving God, that means we have the foothold. We have the power. We hold the power of Yeshua with us. And see, for me, with my own personal story that I'm going to share, how my prayers and fasting did help and how Father guided me through and gave me visions. And one vision that he gave me when I was quite danger situation is he just showed me his finger, and I saw little people, and his father said to me, these are just the small people. They are nothing. Do not fret, for I am your father. You know, so those who are suffering in silence, don't suffer in silence. Be brave. Stand up. They can't do nothing. They just try to frighten women. Why don't they target men? Why are they targeting single mothers and single women? If they're so powerful, why are they targeting women? Mm-hmm. Why are they targeting single mothers? Why can't they go and target men, brave men out there? There are men out there. Why don't they just stalk them? Why don't they hack into their phone calls? Why don't they break into their apartments? Why women? So those women who are silent, don't be silent. Don't be frightened. They can't do nothing. They can't do nothing.
Oh, I
only
absolutely agree.
Of course, they're only using negative power, which they have nothing on earth to do with. See, God, Father Shua says, I'm your father. You know, and if we believe in Shua, if we believe in the Bible, if we believe in him truly, and if we look at how Job went through the trial and tribulation, and the prophet Daniel and Joseph, and those are the prophets that I have sort of, obviously I have gone through. So those women who are suffering in silence, and don't be scared. They're just men. They're just ordinary men. They can't do nothing without women. So they're nothing. So if you've got a power of prayers in you, and if you've got a father with you, what are you scared of? Don't be. They can't do nothing. They can't touch you. Because father is there for you. He's protecting you. You know, so don't be, don't suffer in silence. Speak up. Spread the word. Speak up. You've got social media. Speak up what's happening. The more people that speak up, and the Freemason, this message goes out to the Freemason members. I have supported Freemason members. I have supported the institution internationally. I have given 43 years of my life serving the society with my own funds. And I have become the victim because many women used to come to me crying. And it was hard for me to believe that the Freemason brothers that I used to call are the ones who can do this to a woman. It was really hard and very tough for me to believe that. But now I have become the victim of their hands, despite me not doing anything to them. I truly believe they need to really evaluate how they are behaving with women. They have mothers at home. They have sisters at home. They have daughters at home. I wonder if they're doing the same thing to their mothers and sisters and daughters at home. I'm just wondering, are they mothers and sisters? Yeah, their mothers and sisters and daughters, do they know what this their husbands and their children are doing to other women? How they're targeting, breaking into the house, installing spy cameras, recording them, stalking them? Is that what the Freemason Institution is supposed to teach you, teach their members to kill, destroy, and harm women? Without women, they are nothing. They need help of a woman. That's why they're always sending women to attack women.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't do anything mm-hmm. themselves, they hire other women. They pay other women or other people to do their dirty work. Be man enough.
That's right.
You know, be man enough. Why are they behaving like this? And what is so special about, they call themselves an elite group. What is so elite about their group? If they're committing this heinous crime against humanity, against women, and against children, what is so honorable about them? But one thing I can also say, there are some members who disagree with some of the Freemason members who are doing it, doing committing the heinous crime against women. So, and those who are committing those crimes, you are not, your time has come. Your time has come. And as Father says, repent for your sins. For I am the Lord, and I will destroy the nation when I have to destroy the nation. I will bring the fires and earthquakes where I need to, and I will destroy the nation that have forgotten my father that I serve. And this is true. And that's what's happening in America. America has forgotten God. Europe has forgotten God. And look at the devil. Look what we are going through at the moment. It's time that we put God first. It's time we put Yeshua first. It's time that God came. When God was first in America, it was God whom we trust. Without God, America was not. I am just appalled, you know, what's happening. Just a few, and there are only 6 million Freemason members around the world. And they're doing this, destroying innocent lives or stalking. Don't they have better things to do than stalk women rather than helping them? Become like a man enough and be a brother. You're supposed to be a brother or a fatherhood and be a gentleman and respect the women. Support the women that need support and protect them. That's the protection of a man. Not destroy women and harass them and break and install spy cameras and all the crime that they're committing against women. You know, have mercy. Yeah, ask Father for things. If you believe in, well, they don't even believe in God. They believe in devil. They serve the devil. I've just had enough of this. You know, I'm shocked. I'm literally shocked at men can do this to a woman. Literally shocked, actually. So those women who are sort of scared, don't be scared. They're just little flies. They can't do nothing. Our Father, the King of Kings that we serve, yeah, He's the one who gave the birth to each and every one of them. He's the one who decides who to take, who takes His life, the life, and who doesn't. He's the one who, our King of the King, Yeshua Yahweh, Yerah Bachara, Yeshakara, Yamakuru, Reyakara, Yeshakara, Yamakuru. It's Him that decides. But do not touch anointed children of God. Do not do my prophet no harm. For I will bring the destruction to your nations. And you will see the wrath of my Father. That's the message the Father has given me to give it to you. And that's the message that you're getting today. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Very powerful stuff there. Ms. Ritchie, I'm so glad that you're candid in your speech and you don't hold back, because that's what we need from today's spiritual leaders, especially. We need them to be on the front lines and not fearful of the retaliatory efforts of this group and their affiliated members that are that have their tentacles spread out through the federal government here in the U.S. and in the U.K. and abroad. So it is inspiring, and it is very much needed to hear from women like yourself being so vocal about the atrocities and just the crimes that are being committed around the world. With that said, I'm going to jump right into I'm going to jump right into the second question, if you don't mind, which is, I want to discuss spiritual gifts, because I haven't had many guests come on and discuss this, which I think is key for many to understand why some people are even targeted to begin with, and destinies and the impact of having these gifts play in family dynamics. Many individuals, they show signs of being gifted as early as they can talk. How old were you, Dr. Ritchie, when you first identified the spiritual gift given to you? And with that said, many of these gifted individuals around the world are presently being targeted, isolated, harassed, surveilled, and experimented on unknowingly. I know when we first discussed this DEW, directed energy weapons, it was certainly a Me Too moment for the both of us. How was the testing of this weapon, how has it affected you, Dr. Ritchie, in your health, and what are the symptoms do you currently have? So I know I have a few questions there. If you can just tackle them one by one, it would be great.
Okay. As for the spiritual gift, I was born with this gift of healing and prophecy, and my her mommy was aware of it, but I wasn't. I knew I could see things and I could heal and I can prophesy. But at the age of 15, I used to save my pocket money and go to nursing homes in old people's home, in war veterans actually, and give them gifts and heal them and pray for them. And so it's, since 15 years old, I've been doing this with this gift. And as for the energy weapons, I didn't know about anything about these energy weapons or anything until I saw some of the, until you were, started discussing, until I shared my documentary on social media and more women started coming up. And I started having all these skin problems, which I've never had a skin problem. And I started, as you pointed out yourself, that this is, and I've shared some pictures to you as well, how my skin is now. And obviously, as you can see, it's burnt. And I thought, why does my skin look burnt at the moment? I've never had it. I had a beautiful skin. Yeah. So, yeah.
Many people
this is,
are coming and forward.
Of course. Indeed. They're targeting empaths. This is not a physical war. This is a spiritual war. Because we are in end times revelation. So this is a spiritual war. So enemy is targeting Father's army, the chosen ones. So the chosen, if you're a chosen one, you're going to be isolated. And all those people that you were surrounded by will not be around you. And they will not support you because Father has taken you out of all that. And Father wants you, yourself and Him, so He can guide you through the darkest days that are coming, because we are the soldiers of Father on the earth. We've been sent here on the earth, empaths, the chosen ones, and many chosen ones have been isolated. And we feel so isolated from everyone because Father wants us. Father has to teach us. Father has to show us. Father wants our attention so He can guide us so we can help others that need our help. We are on earth. We've been sent on the earth to help and heal that needs help and healing and the healing the earth. So we are the soldiers of Father here on the earth. So don't be afraid if you get isolated, nobody speaks to you. I've had that. As I've been public figure and had 4 million fans all over the world and I've been isolated from family, friends I knew for 30 years and never, now nobody, I'm on my own in Father, that's it. You know, and I know my journey here on the earth as you are one too. And many chosen ones are going through the same thing. And if they feel, why isn't this person talking to me? Why am I on my own? You are not on your own. Father has taken you out of the danger and kept you alive and kept you protection on your own because there's an enemy out there who wants to destroy you, you know, because you're the chosen one. You're an empath. You're spiritual and you have a spiritual gift. And that enemy knows that your gift, your enemy knows who you are and enemy knows that you're a chosen one, you know. So that's the reason that you're isolated. And Father wants you to just give your time 100% to Him and Him only and pray fast. Despite we go to work and we do our earning money and all that, but still, we still have to carry on for having faith in our Father because He wants us.
Absolutely. And these are often generational curse breakers. Right, Dr. Ritchie, there are very few and in between in generational family lines, and they're often considered generational curse breakers. And sometimes it comes with a lot of jealousy and resentment. Have you dealt with that with your family?
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, most definitely, which I was quite surprised about it, actually. I have dealt with jealousy and envy all my life. I hadn't realized both of my sisters were jealous of me until my story became like a Job in the Bible and the Daniel and Prophet Joseph. So, and I couldn't realize why, because I've never seen poverty in my life. I always in luxury and all that. And I didn't realize when Father came in the temporary accommodation when I was suicidal, he himself came and appeared and gave me instruction what to do and why am I being sent on the earth and why was I born and what it is, which I couldn't understand. So obviously, so we are generational curse breakers, because in a generation and generation, we don't know what our grandfather and father and father did, you know, what they were doing. So that lingers. So we are the generational break curses. We are anointed. And that's what we are doing here. So when our family and our sisters, when they are not, they're behaving the way they are, the jealousy and envy and hatred, that is basically because we are anointed, or we are black sheep in the family, and we are anointed, we are chosen ones.
Yeah.
And we were only born in that family, but they are not our family, to be honest. Not that I'm not in a rude manner, but they are our family on the earth, but they are not our family when it comes to the birth. They are birth family. We are generational curse breakers. We are anointed. We are chosen. So we, the chosen ones, are being parted away from everyone. You know, so we shouldn't be I wasn't disheartened. At first I was disheartened, but when Father showed me and said to me in my dreams, or he was showing me why everybody, my sisters were hating, jealousy, envy, that's them. That's their souls. They become like that. So what happens is if you don't have God in your heart and soul, if you are not 100% with God, the enemy, the darkness, will take over your soul, and he will make you go against those chosen ones. So it's not your sisters that are doing it. It's because your family or your siblings haven't got 100% God within them that they believe in or trust. So for that reason, the enemy just comes and takes over the body and makes them do all that, what they do, negative things and all that. So yes, that's what happens. So it's not actually our siblings. But yeah, this is the best way I can explain things.
No, you did an excellent job. I think that brings a lot of clarity to certain individuals that are gifted and have experienced that form of isolation and wondered why their families have conspired to come against them in such a negative force, and they didn't realize that it's a matter of their vessels being taken over by the enemy, and we can't focus on them as individuals, but understand that they're being used and allow things to play out in according to God's divine timing. Which brings me to my third question, which is often the feeling of entrapment that these individuals, along with those that the Freemasonry bribe to bring upon a lot of individuals, sometimes before they are placed in poverty and another time before they're even trafficked and put on black market videotapes of intimate moments, you name it, but it's this feeling of entrapment they want to set on a group of individuals. Do you, Dr. Ritchie, feel entrapped in any way? And can you elaborate on that feeling?
Of course, I feel entrapped. Of course, not a problem, because it will help other people, viewers who are entrapped. And they feel isolated. Of course I feel isolated, because I was traveling half the world. I was doing my charitable endeavors. I was doing my media work. And for the last 7 years, yes, but I call it 7 years of persecution, 7 years of Holy Spirit's training. So I don't see it as entrapped, yes, they put me in poverty. They blacklisted me. They blocked me in all avenue. But it's not, they do not decide. It's father. So I see it in a positive manner that just like Job in the Bible, despite me being in poverty, despite what I have gone through, I still feed the homeless. I still help others. I still pray for others. I still do for others. Just like in the Bible, Father said to Job, if you pray for others, I will restore 7 times back to you, and no enemy can touch it, because it's given from God. It's Father's, you know. Father created everything. Uh-huh. Father created heaven and the earth. So without the Father, even the devil can't do anything. The devil has to ask Father what to do. Just the way devil went to Father to ask what he can do for Job, you know. He tested Job.
Yeah.
So devil has to even ask Father's permission. And if we don't have that strength and power within us to pray and have faith in Father, and I leave it, say, Father, I leave everything to you. You just guide me what you like me to do. You just guide me, Father. Just protect me while I'm going through this trial and tribulation. Protect me and guide me. This is not an isolation. This is a training that you're giving me. Yes, 7 years. I was suicidal. I thought, how am I going to survive? How am I going to? I was crying, and all of a sudden the Bible opened, and I thought, oh my God, this is an attack on me again. And I heard the Father said, read Job. I started reading Job, and I thought, oh my God, this is what I'm going through. So if we mm-hmm. read Bible, you will see that everything that we're going through is in the Bible. And that's our training. It's a yes. training from Father. He's training us. So the poverty and everything, basically, I thank God. I never said, God, why did you do this to me? I never rebuked God. I said, thank you, Father. Because my mom and daddy spoiled me. But you, Father, taught me the reality. You taught me everything that I needed to know on earth, you know. So, yes, I thank mm-hmm. Father for everything he's put me through. He's made me stronger, actually.
Oh,
he's given me strength. Father's given me strength, and he showed me that what the other side of the world is, like a poverty. I've never seen poverty in my life. So Father has shown me. Before I used to just do charity and give money and clothes and education and give money for the education, but I didn't feel what the poor person inside felt, what pain they were going through. Now, in this 7 years, what I have gone through with having hardly any money, having any business come through me, and pain I went through, now I realize what these people were going through and how painful yeah. it is. So now I realize, I understand mm-hmm. what they're going through. So tomorrow when Father yeah. is blessing me, I go out there and bless people. I will know and I will find the reality. I say, okay, I feel your pain. Before, I wouldn't be able to yes. feel their pain because I was just giving the money.
Yes.
Now, because I have felt it, now I have gone through the 7 years of trial and tribulation and the training of Father, I can say, I feel your pain. You know, I understand
exactly.
you really well mm-hmm. how you're going through. So, yes, I thank God for teaching me this lesson, actually. So I don't see a persecution. I just say Father's given me training. I take it as a training.
Yes.
You know, so that's how I've seen it.
That is a very insightful approach to look at it. And I agree with you, Dr. Ritchie. You know, looking back, in my very own experience, I think it does strengthen you, and it gives you a deeper understanding, like you mentioned, of those in need. And, you know, back when I initially started my career, I used to always think, well, why can't this person just go out and earn a living? Why do they have to, you know, just receive charity or receive government aid? But it never dawned on me that they could be set up. It never dawned on me that they could utilize different people in different parts of the government to launder funds or steal from these individuals or block them from getting the help that they need just for entertainment purposes. These are things that I never thought of. So I didn't think outside the box, so to speak, that this kind of corruption existed. And so, as you mentioned, when you see it or experience it firsthand, you're a lot more empathetic to those that are suffering and those that, that need help. So I absolutely agree with you on that, and I think that is key, what you touched on. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My next question, if you will, is the backstory of your targeting. I know we jumped in, and we were all so excited to hear back from you, but there may be some new viewers that are not aware of your situation, and if you can provide us with just a brief history of how the targeting began for you and whether it involved stolen assets, which is typically what, from what we see, seems to be the common denominator in many chosen going through what you're going through with the Freemasons. Can you please share?
Of course, not a problem. It was actually, I'm a film producer, and I wanted to set up a production studio to help women and youth who are domestically abused and people who are going through trials, not just women and youth, but men as well, because we have, people need to realize men also go through what we are going through. There are many, after my documentary, many, many men have come forward that they're splitting families. And they take children and wife away from them. So even they felt suicidal, and I was quite shocked to see men going through the same thing, and that they blocked them and they're harassing them and they're moving around. I've had an ex-police officer who's a sergeant had to sort of move away from his wife and children because his life was in danger. So he's an empath and he's been isolated. And I never knew. I thought, only women went through, but it's men going through, so we can't also just discuss about women and that. But yes, mine was one business project spiraled into death threats, harassment, because I didn't give 60% of my company, my brand, or accepted £1 million. So my client actually threatened to kill me, destroy me. Didn't realize he was a member of Freemason. He said he's a Freemason. I didn't know who Freemasons were. And I basically, he was a member of Freemason after I found out, after I've done investigative work, and found out he was a member of Freemason, but I was sort of actually helping Freemason members, thinking they do charity and they do business, they help small businesses. I didn't know in depth about Freemason until I started investigating more and more. Why am I getting this attack? Why are these... they're calling me a sister, but they're attacking me, and they're breaking into my house. They stole everything from me. They stole spy cameras, and the member of the political party, the Labour Party, the Conservative Party, the local taxpayers authority, I supported them all in local and national elections. And while I was supporting them, they were actually plotting to murder me, and I was quite shocked. If I had not shared my story on social media, they would have killed me, but they can't because father is with me, and father is saving me, so they can't touch me. So yes, this is how my situation ended up in homelessness. I was completely blocked and blacklisted. Nobody would do all the contracts, everything I had, everything. He just paid people off. Even the court took them to court. Use Freemason members to win court cases. As you know, judges and lawyers and everybody's a Freemason. We have Freemasons there. This is how my story began. Couldn't understand why all this happened. But now it's Freemasons who are behind it. I hope that answers your question. Hello?
Hello. I hope I didn't lose you there.
Hello?
I'm very thankful for you sharing that backstory. I know there are many victims right now that may be going through a lot of what you described with the hidden cameras, the energy weapon usage, the harassment, the vandalism, the push into poverty by any means necessary, all of these things, and they may be completely gaslit to the point that they don't know that this is a well-organized group, a well-organized crime. And I hope that just in listening to your backstory, that it resonates with them and they can kind of piece together now, oh, okay, you know, this is what in fact is happening to me too. And that's the goal here, guys, is to just share these stories, vocalize the injustice, and give you guys a platform where you can share and speak freely without being in fear, because as Dr. Ritchie mentioned earlier, this group operates heavy in fear, and not just in the physical, but also with divinations. In order for it to work, you need to be in a constant state of fear and paranoia, which is why they install these devices and try to do noise campaigns only when you're by yourself and there's no witnesses and things of that nature, because they need that anxiety, they need that fear, they need that that entire shakeup from you. And the more that you stand boldly in your purpose, like Dr. Ritchie, and push back and take your stance in God's kingdom as to what we are going to allow to prosper in our lives, I think the more pushback you'll see they'll have. As she said, they're not as powerful as they think, and more people are coming forward to expose these crimes and kind of get this investigated. So thank you so much, Ms. Ritchie, for answering that question, which now leads to a great follow-up, which is you have shown so much strength in all of this, Dr. Ritchie. As I mentioned earlier, you have inspired me with just the power in your words and your forcefulness when you command the room and command to be treated fairly and to stop this discrimination based off of theft. And it moved my spirit so much. And I really want to know, as you face all of these attacks, where do you find the strength to persevere through such overwhelming challenges?
Well, 2023, my life was in such a danger. I was asked to seek a refuge in another country. And I was thinking of going and seeking refuge in another country. That's how dangerous it got in this country for me. This is my home.
This is
my home. Mm-hmm. And I said, hell no. Why should I pay taxes for 41 years? Why should I run away from thugs? I'm not going to run away. I'm going to stand and fight. I'm not a chicken. So I did. I pulled. Yeah. And father is with me. I said, look, I'm a child, anointed child of God, and God told me not to run away, but fight the battle like the King David did with the Goliath, with just one stone and his own sword. He killed the giant, King David did, you see? So I said on the social media, I said, just like King David, I will destroy you, each and every one of you. The voice is powerful. Yeah? Sword is mightier than the sword, you know? So, yes, that's God gave me strength. Prayer, power of prayer is more important. Always put Father first. And if you've got God within you, if you've got Father Shiva within you, in your heart, body, soul, and spirit, trust me, he will fight your battles. And he's the one who's giving you strength. And he's the one who's stopping all this. And he's the one who's going to win, because God always wins. Truth, and justice always prevail. Because when Father was on the earth, when Yeshua was on the earth, he fought for truth and justice. He disliked religion because the religion parts people. It doesn't teach peace, love, and prosperity. It's just teaching hatred amongst different individuals. So we are on the earth. We are all brothers and sisters. Black, white, yellow, pink, we are all brothers and sisters. We are all one. You know? So Father fought for truth and justice, and that's what I'm fighting for, truth and justice. And if we're honest, and we don't have any hatred in our body, soul, spirit, and mind. Hatred, jealousy, envy, that is all of a devil. Have pure soul and have Father. Help everyone that needs help. Anyone that needs help, because they are our brothers and sisters here on the earth. Help them.
Yeah.
You know? So Father is the one who gave me the strength, and I said, hell no, I'm not running away. Why should I run? Otherwise, I'm going to be a chicken. Then I'm not a chicken. I'm going to stand and fight. So I just made documentaries about my story. And when I started sharing my documentaries on social media after 7 years, Father gave them to repent. I said, look, repent for your sins. What you're doing to me is wrong. Repent, repent, repent. 7 years. They didn't. They carried on, carried on, and carried on. So I said, okay, let me share my story. And they said, we're going to put you in prison. I said, hell no, you're not going to put me in prison. For what? I've never committed crime, but you have. You breached 34 rule of law against me, human rights violation, what you've done. And you are not above the law. Nobody's above the law. Crime is crime. You committed crime, you pay for it.
That's right.
You know? So nobody's above the law. If you hack into the computer, if you hack into that anything, that's under the Fraud Act 2006, that's in the United Kingdom, human rights violation. If you attack someone unlawfully, under human rights violation, 1998, 3, 4, 8, and 11, Act 11, that's all human rights violations. Waterboarding treatment is illegal.
Yeah.
Harassing, torment is illegal. Yeah. Phone hacking is illegal.
Yeah.
So they are not above the law. So whoever in the Freemasonry, they're teaching their members that they're above the law and they can get away with harming. Oh, no, they can't. They think they can, but they can't because the judgment is coming. They're never going to get away with it. And justice is justice.
Right.
So all you Freemason brothers out there, and I hope you're listening because you probably are, don't think you're going to get away with it. You're not. There are people watching you. Remember, there are people watching you. They're monitoring you and watching you out there. So just repent and respect the women and respect the children and youth and mothers and sisters, because you've got mothers and sisters and brothers and granddaughters at home. So if you respect them, then respect other women. Treat them like your own sisters. That's my advice to them. So don't run away. Stand and fight, because Father is the one who's given you the armor of God.
Absolutely.
So that's my advice. You
jumped right into my last question I had for you, Dr. Ritchie, which is, you know, if you had one message to give to the Freemasons out there who are continuously just stalking, harassing, invading women's privacies, tormenting, and finding mere entertainment in all of this, and feeling very much powerful from the devil in doing these things, what would be your message to this organization and those involved in corrupting justice?
The message I can give them is we are not living in a stone age. We are living in a modern society, and the women are not stupid. Women can easily install spy camera in their houses and put them in dark web. Women easily can go and stalk them on social media. So just be careful, Freemasonry men out there. Remember that women are not stupid. Women are observing you. What you people are doing, then they will pounce on you if you're not careful. Just be mindful of that. No weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Remember that. That is the message. You are not powerful. We are anointed children of God. And when you touch anointed children of God, that's it. It says in the Bible, do not touch my anointed children, do not do my prophet no harm, because there is a rest upon you. You know, so just be mindful. Yeah, respect women. My message to them, respect women as your own sisters. Respect them. And don't indulge in dark force. Indulge in God, Yeshua. That's all I'm going to say. Dark force doesn't give you power. It's just using your body as a temple to do their evil things, what they want to do on earth. So don't allow any evil to enter into your body to commit crime. When your body is pure, and if you allow someone to enter into your body to commit crime, that is wrong. Don't do that. That's my message. I hope that answers all your questions.
Yes, it does. Especially that last comment. I think that's key because a lot of people joining these groups are kind of giving up their vessels to entities in order to rise in ranks in these groups. And, you know, that's not shared. So I think that was powerful in you stating that and saying don't give up your bodies to be used by demonic forces just to be a part of an organization. This is not what our Father intended for us here on this earth. So thank you so much for that, Dr. Richie, for sharing. Those of you who follow me know that we typically jump into scripture here. And I picked out two particular scriptures that I think resonate with our discussion today, which is Psalm 6 and Psalm 140, to remind us of the struggles we face, but also of the hope and deliverance that our Lord offers. So, Dr. Richie, if you don't mind, I would like to read at least one of these scriptures. I know we have gone a little bit over time here, but I like to keep our supporters encouraged. Do you mind if we jump into the scripture?
Of course, not a problem.
Okay. Do you have a Bible on hand, Ms. Richie? If not, it's quite okay.
Yeah, I have a Bible in hand.
Okay. Please join me in reading Psalm 6. It starts, O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver our souls. O save us for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary, we are weary with our groaning. All the night we make our bed to swim. We water our couch with our tears. Our eyes are consumed because of grief. It waxes old because of our enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. For the Lord hath heard the voice of our weeping. The Lord hath heard our supplication. The Lord will receive our prayers. Let all our enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. That is Psalm 6. And from there, I'm jumping right on into Psalm 140. It sure is. I can definitely feel it in my soul. Deliver us, O Lord, from the evil men. Preserve us from the violent men, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adders, poison is under their lips. Selah. Keep us, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve us from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow our going. The proud have hid a snare for us, and cords, they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for us, Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art our God. Hear the voice of our supplications, O Lord. O God the Lord, the strength of our salvation, Thou hast covered our head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked devices, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. As for the head of those that compass us about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coils fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into the deep pits, that they rise up, that they not rise up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the rights of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. This is the word of our God. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful
day was. It really just resonates. And before I forget, I definitely want to say that Dr. Nina, you certainly have answered the call in your generation, and truly have been a saint marching on in, speaking the truth and righteousness. So I want to thank you again for that update. I want to thank the Most High God for his covering over your life and many of our lives, and dispatching angels and saints in our moments of desperation. I want to thank Father for using all of his children to help each other to navigate these evil times, and to use our gifts to help each other out of these situations. We are all extremely humbled and understand that we are mere miracles here on this earth. Many did not make it as far as we have to tell their story. I want to thank fundraisingcup.org, as always, for giving women like Dr. Nina Ritchie a platform when all avenues are blocked. And thank you, supporters, for tuning in and pushing us to keep marching towards God's kingdom with truth as our breastplate and the word as our sword. Bless you all, and please continue to support us. Before I forget, Sister Nina Ritchie has a marketing business. She's done some amazing work for our podcast. If you don't mind, Nina, can you share a little bit about your business and how you can help many of our supporters?
Of course. If they contact you to make a documentary, if they need any documentaries done, then my company, we do make documentaries and give a supporting to them. So I can donate something towards your charity as well out of the any companies that come forward to make documentaries. The 10% will go towards your charity.
Oh, that is a lovely contribution. Thank you so much, Dr. Ritchie. We didn't expect that, and we definitely appreciate and remind our viewers to donate so we can give back and help others that are going through this this time.
Yeah, fundraising club. So we can help the fundraising club.
Yes. Before we head out, I don't want to forget to acknowledge our supporters who keep showing up and showing out, guys. I definitely recognize you and all of your commentary and your efforts. So I want to start with none other than our Reverend Corey Freeman, who has been a day one supporter. Thank you, sir, for your steadfast encouragement. May our Father continue to bless you and your congregation abundantly. Mr. Freeman stated, my, this was so good. And that was in reference to our prior podcast, When the Saints Come Marching In. And the podcast prior to that, he mentioned, are you, well, the one prior to that was, are you or are you not my brother's or sister's keeper? And he mentioned that that podcast was so powerful. Keep on keeping on no matter what. Good stuff. So thank you, Reverend Freeman. We appreciate your commentary. Brother Raul commented, he listened to part two of one of our prior podcasts and said he loved it so much he had to listen twice. So we encourage you all, you can go back and listen to old podcasts. They may just resonate with you today, so definitely check them out. Brother Ahmed Ali responded to the podcast, Oh, When the Saints Come Marching In, that it was insightful. It was insightful thoughts to share with all of you. So thank you, Brother Ahmed. And finally, I just want to say, may you all be inspired to know that greater works than these shall he do. And all of you can do greater works by surviving, being brave, fearless, and telling your story. So again, thank you, Nina Ritchie, for all that you do to inspire and uplift others. May all that we do here on this podcast continue to thrive, and our guests keep spreading light and truth in these challenging times. If you all are looking for more resources or ways to support our ministry here or podcast, I recommend checking out the following websites, fundraisingcup.org ministries, or podcastinsights.com, or the faith-based community support, ChristianityToday.com. Blessings to all of you listeners. Please continue to support me and my business, my travel business, as you head out for the holidays. And I love you all, listeners. May you all be blessed. Thank you and goodbye.